After saying all those things, Jesus looked at the sky and said, "Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, so that he in turn gives the glory to you." Today, I want to close this series in which we touch on some specific and important points to learn, to have an effective prayer, make a correct prayer, or lead us to a true prayer that leads us to a true communion and a true healthy relationship with God, with the Heavenly Father. We have touched the points starting from the biblical text of Luke chapter 11, verse 1, and in Matthew chapter 6, when Jesus gives the famous sermon that we have listened to, and we have called it the Sermon on the Mount. There, Jesus explains that prayer is the space, the channel that God left man to communicate with him, which is very important and necessary for us to nurture that relationship with God, with our Heavenly Father daily. That prayer is not only for a moment, but we are constantly in reflection. We are constantly talking with the Heavenly Father no matter where we are. We are constantly talking with God. However, there are moments in which to take the space to dedicate that quality time. They are also very necessary in our life as Christians. I cannot say that I am a Christian and I have a relationship with Jesus. I cannot say that I love God and speak to him from time to time. So prayer gives us that freedom to get closer to the Father, yes, through his Son, Jesus Christ. That is, we affirm what the Bible says, that there is only one mediator between God and man, which is Jesus Christ. Only through Christ can we be in excellence, complete and correct relationship with our Heavenly Father, so that we don't do it, or we don't have what we want it, because many times we hear, it's that I love God in my own way, but I believe that the love that we do in our own way is not really love. It's a whim. And it's a wrong motivation. When we love God in the way he wants to be loved. That is true love. But I am not going to touch that point any further. But I want to end by concluding the importance of prayer. And that it should be a priority in each one of us. That through this means we not only refer to the Father, to the present of our needs, but it also the means used for God to speak to us, as well as his word. And just as he uses other people, also to give us his advice and give us his wonderful word. My dear friends, that is why prayer must be accommodated by a good attitude, a good position, and disposition. And a good relationship is located in a relationship. And to teach the disciples how to pray, or pray in the right way, Jesus left the model of prayer that we know as our Father. Now, being a model of prayer, it was not the intention of Jesus to take us to the point of learning the phrases of those prayers, to repeat them continuously, but to explain and reveal ourselves in each phrase, the attitude, the disposition, and the position in the relationship. That all the prayer, or this model of prayer, teaches us or expresses to us, beginning with the phrase, "Our Father who art in heaven," it should be noted there that to begin that phrase for the Lord, our relationship with the Father must be like this, in the same way that God does not seek a relationship between creator and creature, but a relationship between parents and children. It's about family. It's about that personal relationship. And starting there, we can realize that everything that follows in this model prayer will bring a timely response from the Lord Based on this, we look later in John chapter 17. And I just read it to you right now, the prayer that Jesus makes. If you read the entire chapter 17 of the book of John, you will see the implementation of what Jesus teaches in the model of prayer that we call our Father. This is a prayer that Jesus does in everything. Chapter 17 from verse 1 to 26. It's important. It's in a very important prayer that Jesus makes. And we realize that he does not repeat or does not take the model of our prayer of our Father to repeat the same thing. But in that model, he explained the disposition, the position, and the attitude that we must have to establish that contact with the Father. And here already in the prayer that he makes, which is a prayer that comes out spontaneously, that comes from the heart, takes into account those requirements that he taught us through the model of prayer. And you can realize that at certain times, Jesus expresses his requests before the God. But not only does he stay there expressing requests before God, but also Jesus gives glory and adoration to God, then thanks, and then praise, not only for himself, but for all that they should know the word of God. He prays and asks for direction for himself, and he asks for direction of his disciples, and he prays and asks for direction for those who at some point will receive from him in their hearts. So in this prayer that we can study in John 17, what Jesus expresses, it's composed of many important requirements, and they can be an example so that when we pray, we have pending, because someone will ask, then pastor, concluding everything as I should pray, how my prayer should be. Well, we already learned about the attitude, disposition, position, and relationship. Now, when you get closer to the Father and get to know him more, your words should be spontaneous, that come from the heart, with a sincere heart before God. And there, you can accompany that process of speaking with God with the following. You can start with a thanksgiving. Be grateful. It should be a part of your daily prayer. In this way, we can observe all the good things we receive and even the small details. By being grateful, we will prepare our hearts to be open to receive more and value more what we receive daily. So gratitude must be a part of that relationship with God and of your prayer. Say, thank you, Father. Thank you for your family. Thank you for the air that I breathe. Thank you for a day more. Being grateful is important within the moment we take to speak with God. The other is to exalt what God is. Exalt what our Father is without bordering on the point that our words become an expression of lips towards the outside and not something and something from the heart. In other words, take a space to highlight the attributes of who our Father is and that we love him. That is important. The words of love reaffirm trust. The words of love lead us to know him more. They make us live in freedom. In a spousal relationship, words of love are necessary, not simply saying, is that I already know that I love you and me. If not, say, I love you. That is important. So that the time that we can call time of adoration, it is necessary to reaffirm our communion with the Lord. And he loves us. But how good is it when talking with the Father, we can take a moment to adore him, to emphasize or highlight what he is. I place him as an example in this way. Lord, you are wonderful. And I have definitely learned that without you, I can do nothing. And if it weren't for you, where would I be today? So my heart is grateful. And I want to tell you that I love you, Father. because you loved me first. You realize that they are simple words, but they are born from the heart that is grateful, that seeks to honor Him. And that is a great value to the Lord. That is wonderful. And also, that it cannot be missing as a part of our prayer to be sincere before God when bringing our requests before Him. We see that prayer is not only composed of asking, although the Word of God teaches us that you have to ask the Father, and He likes that we always ask Him. Imagine each of His conversations with your children. Be asking, that your children's interest is to only receive something from you and not be directed by you, or enjoy that moment, that space with you. Do you understand? This is usually the case with the Father too. Now, He does not mind that we ask Him, but how wonderful that we can take advantage of each space within our prayer time, not only to express to God what our needs are, but to honor Him and to be grateful, and finally, to take that space also in addition to asking and letting God know what our requests are, what are our needs, what we require from Him. Taking a space also to listen to His voice, to be willing to listen to Him, what He has to speak to us, what He wants to teach us. The Word is necessary. And by meditating on that Word, our thoughts are renewed, and we can clearly see what His will is for our lives, which is good, nice, and perfect. How wonderful, right? So in this way, I speak to you. I give you a simple example about our times of prayer, our times of conversation with the Lord, making the most of them, and that they are accompanied by thanksgiving, moments of adoration, silence to listen and meditate on His presence, on His Word, and on those moments in which we can confidently ask Him for anything we need. And I tell you confidently and with transparency, because sometimes we consider that there are simple things that we can solve and therefore we don't ask God. But believe me, He is such a wonderful Father, so loving and so great, that even in the small details, He glorifies and is aware of us, even in the simplest. He likes us to let us ask. That is why the Bible said that if there is an anxiety or there is any concern, let us go to the presence of God. The biblical text says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and He will exalt you in due time. Casting your anxiety on Him because He cares for us. Cast our anxieties on Him. Surrender our burdens. Trust means speak to Him. Declare the weight that we carry in our hearts, to be willing to receive His will and listen to His voice. Prayer, my beloved brothers, my beloved friends, is a powerful spiritual weapon. Prayer is the safest means of communication to draw closer to the Father, to our Heavenly Father. That is why prayer has power. And through prayer, we touch the heart of the Father, and then the impossible becomes possible. I invite you to think no more about the praying. It's paying a price, or that praying is a heavenly burden. Do not think about prayer anymore as that tedious moment in which I have to stop doing this to dedicate it to God. No, open yourself to that moment of prayer and understand that it is a privilege and it's something wonderful through which we can experience the love and presence of God 100% through prayer. You will live experiences that you never imagined, but it depends on you, because in the end, God is not going to force you or force us to start a relationship with Him. It is up to us. Father, I thank You for these words and for this series that we were able to play at this time. Thank You, because they are Your words. And we ask that we keep it in our hearts and learn from them, that these words become wisdom in our mind, in our hearts, and we can put them into practice. And above all, I ask that everyone who has received this series, that everything and who has received these audios, that everyone who has received this word may be passionate to fall in love with you and to be able to know you through this wonderful time that you give us daily by allowing us and giving us the opportunity to get closer to you through prayer. I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. Remember, God always arrives just in time. Blessings.